This past weekend, I, along with many other extremely fortunate citizens of the Capital Region, experienced a truly memorable event at RPI's stunning Experimental Media and Performing Arts Center, or MPAC. Entitled John Brown's Body, the event commemorated the sesquicentennial of the Civil War and was a partnership of the Albany Pro Musica and the New York State Archives Partnership Trust. The music was sometimes haunting, sometimes a call to arms, sometimes ethereal, sometimes dirge-like, sometimes jubilant, and at all times exquisitely beautiful. It was accompanied by often searing and always memorable images, many from the New York State Archives, and by readings from the period. The words of soldiers, slaves, President Lincoln, and of course John Brown were brought to life by exceptional readers from our community. The Master of Ceremonies, Harold Holzer, the preeminent authority on President Lincoln, eloquently provided the historical context. Kudos to Mr. Robert Bullock, president of the New York State Archives Partnership Trust, who initially discussed this wedding of history and music with Albany Pro Musica. To all the accomplished readers, the extremely talented musicians, the orchestra, the chorus, and the soloists who brought it all to life. And of course, to David Griggs Janauer, artistic director of the Albany Pro Musica, who organized and led this massive undertaking and wove all these parts together into a rich and moving tapestry of sound and images. I, and all with whom I've spoken since the performance, left the concert deeply moved by the exceptional artistic experience, but also more knowledgeable about a time of unparalleled crisis in the history of our nation. As they so often do, the arts served as a vehicle for learning, for appreciating our world, past and present, in new and different ways, for increasing our understanding of ourselves and others. A favorite quote of David Griggs Janauer, and now me as well, says it all. When asked about cutting arts funding to fuel the war machine, Winston Churchill stated, and I quote, "Then what are we fighting for?" End quote. I'm sure many of you share my concern at the degree to which education in the arts has suffered in our nation's schools during the economic challenges of the last several years. I believe strongly that we need to find creative ways to reverse this trend. Organizations like Albany Pro Musica, APM, and the Albany Symphony Orchestra, the ASO, among many others, are doing just that. In the spirit of full disclosure, I'm proud to say that I serve on the board of directors of the APM, and hence am quite familiar with its programs of outreach to our region schools, programs which have provided hundreds of students with unparalleled opportunities to learn and perform some of the greatest choral works ever written. Indeed, the Saratoga Springs High School Choraleers sang in the John Brown's Body concert with the Albany Pro Musica as part of its Adopt a Choir program, as did a number of high school student apprentices, students from all over the region who perform in APM concerts throughout the year. Artistic educational programming for students of all ages is a trademark of the ASO as well. In fact, ASCAP, the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, presented the ASO with its first ever Leonard Bernstein Award for Outstanding Educational Programming. If any of you have had the pleasure of seeing Maestro David Allen Miller, conductor of the ASO, at Sunday Symphony for Families in full costume, depicting some of the greatest figures in the history of music, you will appreciate the impact he and other members of the ASO have on students across our region as they personally visit their classes and schools. The ASO, like the Albany Pro Musica, is clearly finding creative and successful ways to contribute to arts education here in the Capital Region, working with the schools to ensure that despite budget cuts, the arts remain alive and accessible to all. Let me suggest that we all should emulate the ASO's Adopt a School and the APM's Adopt a Choir programs by personally adopting an arts organization of particular significance to us, committing ourselves to support our adopted organization and to help sustain it for the good of our entire community. We owe this to ourselves. We owe this to our children.